Hey, you got the morning show over there, and that's Mim Jensen there with Only Got Myself. And in the studio, I've got Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Good morning.
Morena, Aaron.
How are we doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Busy time for you with the Maui Dolphin Day coming up.
Yeah, it's really busy. But the sun is shining.
It's so good at the moment, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if listeners saw a post on the notice board the night before last, but it was somebody called Mikey. I don't know Mikey.
So we're not going to start with Maui Dolphin Day,
yeah,
are we?
We're going to start just because this has just happened.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it myself.
Yeah, so Monday night, someone posted on the notice board a photo of some rubbish he'd collected, which was quite a bit for one person to collect, out at Ruapuke Beach. And he said that he's never seen as much rubbish like this on a New Zealand beach. So as we know about Ruapuke, because it's quite remote, there's some really powerful ocean currents that kind of sweep a lot of the ocean trash and just dump it on the beach. Every time I've gone out there for a beach clean, I've always been really surprised at how much rubbish there is. And so Stacey and I quickly messaged each other and went, hey, we should probably get out there as soon as possible. So we quickly put something up on the notice board and on Facebook just saying, hey, we're gonna be at the South Car Park at 5 p.m. tomorrow night for anyone who wants to join us. Got massive response from that immediately. And even Raglan Food Co. was like, hey, we'll give you free yogurt, you know, for their 1 million pieces. So, so yesterday we zoomed out there and there were 20 of us, which was pretty good response.
Clean,
for an impromptu clean. It was actually really strange. Like, we were expecting all this rubbish, but there had been some really big swells again the night before.
Yeah.
And there wasn't actually, it was probably the cleanest I've seen the beach.
Did it take it away again?
Yeah. It's possibly just come in and swept most of that rubbish that had just dumped back out again. This is how crazy it works on that coast. And it's really sad, actually. So you kind of have to mobilise immediately in order to capture most of it. But we also noticed that there was a fresh sand, dump of sand.
Okay.
So
might be buried?
Yeah. Well, there's always been a layer of, especially, I don't know if you know the creek, it's kind of closer towards, it's kind of in the middle, but a little bit closer to the north end. There's an inlet, a stream, and that there's quite a lot of rocks there. There were less rocks than usual, and usually you walk around there and you basically can't see much area of sand that doesn't have plastic in it. And we tend to spend a lot of time working on that area. And there was hardly any rubbish, and we were all really, because we had some people join us that have come to every beach clean. They do it themselves in their own time, and we were all really quite surprised. So the fresh rubbish had been washed out again, but the stuff that's been there for a long time is that you always find there has been covered up.
That's actually, I mean, that could be a good sign because we've been worried about the erosion on the beach here, just like where the surfers are on the kites at Wainui Beach. Maybe there's some sand coming up
the coast.
I couldn't
speak to that.
No, neither of us are experts, but I'm just wishful
thinking. And even, to be honest, a lot of what I'm saying right now is just guessing, you know, guesswork.
You've observed something's going on.
Yeah. So it's a shame that we didn't manage to get that rubbish while it was there, because now it's just a problem on another beach and out at sea, and just continues to degrade. And that is the reason why beach cleans are really important, because we need to try and grab that rubbish as fast as possible, because the longer it's out there, the more it degrades in the environment.
Breaks up into
microplastic,
right.
Nanoplastic, and into our food system and all our waterways
stuff.
And as we know now, the clouds.
When it really breaks up.
Yeah, it really breaks up.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd heard that, but somehow I don't feel surprised.
Oh, no, there's heaps of research that's been, that's come out, proven that that there is nanoplastic in our atmosphere now.
Cool.
In the cloud system, yep.
That's what we're looking for.
yeah.
Okay. I probably had heard it and blotted it out.
But anyway, we are really grateful to the people that turned up last night. And in saying that, there didn't seem to be a lot of rubbish. It's still a lot of rubbish. Like, we still find stuff.
Yeah.
And so we are meeting Stacey this morning. We're going to weigh all of the rubbish because there was still a sizable amount. So yeah. I'm just speaking in comparison to what we're used to out there. So there's still a good amount of rubbish that we have to weigh.
Is the South Beach, is it more likely to arrive there or can it arrive any part of the Ruapuki Beach?
It's all over. I think when you go to the South car park and you walk over the dunes and you get to that where that you cross the river, that area seems to be a lot of microplastic. And
is that the one that's got a receptacle to put rubbish in?
Yeah. That Coastcare provided, that's not for household rubbish, by the way, people. That is specifically, if you're bringing rubbish to the beach, you need to take your rubbish away. There is a bin that Coastcare have set up, and that is for people who are collecting ocean trash.
You found stuff.
Yep. If you find something really big and you don't have a vehicle to take away, and you can leave it next to that bin. And we've got some really amazing locals that actually empty that bin themselves on a regular basis. So bear in mind that you're just passing the buck when you don't take your rubbish home with you.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of enthusiasm for dealing with this issue.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Well, there has been some research that's came out of a research company in Norway last year that proves that beach cleans actually make a significant difference.
That's nice to know. It just sometimes, I guess, it feels like it's such a huge scale when you think about the worldwide problem.
Course,
and the Pacific Ocean is so huge, Tasman Sea is so big.
Let's move on
to the next thing.
To the next thing, which is Maui Dolphin Day. And you had a wonderful interview with Liz yesterday.
Yeah, where we spent a lot of time reminiscing.
Yeah.
I was getting that one written up and I was like, Sarah Johnson was doing the write-up and I messaged her and I said, well, here's the audio file, but there's an awful lot of reminiscing in there, so I don't know what you're going to get out of it. But we'll see. I'll have a look at it later.
I thought it was lovely. Yeah.
It's nice to do. And it was nice to try to pin down some dates and things.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good rummage through some old filing to see if I can find anything as well.
Yeah, the information will not be on a computer.
No, it won't be. Yeah. That was nice to listen to. So we have Maui Dolphin Day coming up on Saturday the 2nd of March. It's really soon. And it starts at midday, 12 o'clock, and it runs until 4 p.m. And I have got quite a good amount of stalls booked in. We're going to be seeing Sea Shepherd there, and Maui Hector Dolphin expert Liz Sluton,
she's
coming.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And we're going to have Doc there, of course, and quite a few other stalls. The Kindy has registered a food stall.
Oh, that's good.
We're really keen to see more food stalls there, people.
Yeah.
So because of the fact that there's like an estimated 1,000 people, and I mean we could be looking at a larger number this year because we haven't held it for 3 years.
Yes, it's all
and
unpredictable.
There's a buzz
isn't it?
About town.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been getting some of the shops asking me if they're going to be expecting a fright the day before, like I did at the last Maui Dolphin Day.
What happened?
I donned the Maui Dolphin costume.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, went downtown.
And blindly walked around town because I couldn't see very well.
That's right. Actually, I followed you with a camera. You probably didn't notice.
Oh, do you have that footage? Did you? No, I didn't even know you were there.
No, you wouldn't have known. I think I uploaded it to stories or something. I can't quite remember. I think it's somewhere in our Facebook.
That's so funny. At the fishing at Hardy's, he was like, are you gonna scare me again?
Oh really? They haven't forgotten. I must have really scared them.
They haven't forgotten, no. Yeah.
So more stalls, yes. It's a good chance to fundraise.
More stalls. It's such a brilliant opportunity to fundraise because there's just so many people and it's lunchtime. They want your food. So this is a big chance to make to fundraise a lot of money for your organisation or your club or your group. You just can't be a business. Yeah, and we really need to make sure it's waste free as well. So we don't want any of that single use serviceware.
So can people get help from Extreme?
Oh, they can talk to me. Yeah. So yeah, you can talk to Extreme, or you can talk to me. Yeah, and I'll help you out with that. It's really easy. It's not difficult to do.
Yeah.
Napkins are okay, you know, that's fine.
It's true, but actually, people are quite happy with that.
Yeah. And then, of course, the raft. Oh, by the way, we've got some really fun performances for the stage. We've got the Blister Sisters performing. We've got the Swabs returning. I don't know if anyone remembers the Swabs from last Maui Dolphin Day.
It was 3 years ago, pretty much, by now.
Yeah, they were really cool.
They're a band. The Blister Sisters are a ukulele troupe.
Yeah. That's right.
Or Army.
That's right, yeah. And we have got Teresa Mitchell. Is it Mitchell? Yes.
Michaels.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
Otherwise known as Salty. We've been playing it.
Salty.
Evergreen.
Oh, yeah. She's performing her new EP. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then also, who is the other one?
Do you get some young acts?
I'm having a mind blank at the moment, but you'll find out.
Young musicians?
I'm having a mind blank at the moment, Karen.
I think there might be some others. But at what time is the raft race? Because the whole thing revolves around when high tide is, doesn't it?
Tides, schmides. It works either way. Yeah, okay. You'll either be going against it when you go up or against it when you go down.
Okay.
Yeah. So the raft race starts at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So we'll be holding it. We're going to see a return of when the raft race finishes, because that goes for about half an hour, we're going to be doing the beach clean again with a dizzy block as reward for the kids who bring a handful of rubbish.
Right, that at the end of the day.
Just while the judges are deliberating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, prize giving right at the end, like the trophy giving, announcing the winners.
Yes.
There have been a lot of people telling me that they're building a raft.
It's good to know.
But I have not seen one registration yet.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, including you.
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty.
Yeah, so
I even looked at the form and I didn't fill it in.
Oh, just looked at it.
Yeah, I looked at it.
It's
very
pretty. It's a pretty form.
Is that enough?
We'll just look at it.
No, we will be.
We're
filling
Aaron.
One in shortly.
You're going to put it in shortly.
Later
are you?
Today, as soon as I get off the air.
And to the other people out there listening who have mentioned to me or to somebody who's told me that they're building a raft, please, please, please register, because also that's how you get 50% off materials at Extreme Zero Waste.
You show that you're registered.
Yeah, and I did hear that they're trying to pull out all the buoyant materials from the yards to show you what there is to build. To show your registration, your raft race registration, and you'll get 50% off materials if you don't have heaps of materials already lurking around your garden that you can use, or in your shed or in your basement. Yeah. Yep. So great. And you guys couldn't remember what the categories were yesterday, could you?
No, we couldn't,
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, give us the categories. Yeah. So this is the raft categories.
Raft race categories.
Right.
Because we've got five trophies, and the three of them have got engravings from 2004, and there aren't any misdates years, because I do remember you saying that someone thought that there was a missed year. There wasn't. There was a raft race in a Maui Dolphin Day every year until we got to 2020.
So we missed 2020.
Mm.
We had 21, and we didn't have 22 or 23.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. All right.
So there's five trophies.
Yes.
First place category is raddest recycled raft. So remember that you have to build your raft using at least 80% recycled materials.
Yeah.
So that first place trophy, we're looking for the raddest raft that's been made out of recycled materials.
Most creative,
visually exciting. So this has got nothing to do with fastest, and we don't mention how long it floats, do we? It's about recycled, raddest recycled.
Well, I know the past has been prized for the most sinkable.
Yeah, you do. Like, of course you want to finish. But, yeah, like it is radish recycled. Yeah.
Yeah. If you think you might get some kind of compensation, that's what's happened in the past.
Gemma's just arrived.
Oh, Gemma's just arrived.
to meet with me. But Gemma is
grab that mic
new.
There.
Yeah, come and join in.
Gemma.
Yeah.
So lift the whole, no, not the mic.
Gemma's just there. Joined Extreme
Zero
Waste.
Let it hang down. There we go. Now you can say hello. Yeah. Hi, Gemma.
So we're working kind of closely together on comms and Gemma is been a massive help with the recycled raft race along with Karen and.
You can say hello, Gemma. Now the microphone's working.
Yes. We're talking all things Maui
Dolphin. Yeah, we're talking Maui Dolphin. I was just reading out the categories. So the second place trophy is best team raft. Now you have to have a maximum of 15 people. That's as high as you can go.
Oh wow!
You can't go past 15.
Yeah.
So schools. I think Liam at Raglan Area is talking about they're definitely doing one raft, but they're thinking even up to three rafts.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow. Yep.
And then the third place category is most ambitious raft. So you know how you and Liz were talking yesterday about there used to be a category for a raft that sunk or didn't float or something?
Well, I was involved with giving out prizes one year and we were just making them up on the day. So when I say there were categories, it's a pretty loose term. Yeah.
Yeah, so even like these trophies that have got engravings on them, like some of them will just be one person's name, then it'll be a team name. And it's like the reason why they got that trophy might have changed quite a few times over the last 20 years. So that best team raft is another one. And then we've got most ambitious. Yeah, that's going to be hilarious because there's always a really funny raft that maybe doesn't even make it under the bridge on takeoff.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to make it to the finish line to win. Perfect.
Ambitious is a really, really nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's I've seen quite a few taken out by the bridge.
By the way, we should introduce Gemma. Gemma works for Extreme Zero Waste and has the role that Sarah Lancaster used to have.
Yeah, and stepped into Sarah's big shoes.
Yeah, so. And she's already been on the radio, actually, because you're on the jingle for Maui's Dolphin Day.
Maui Dolphin Day is coming up.
The jingle's made up of years of different people. I think it's me and Anna and Eleanor and now Gemma.
Yeah, it's part of the beauty of it.
Yeah. It evolves. I mean, normally it's never just one person anyway, even the very first time we did it. Mm. So it's nice to have a bunch of different voices.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're kind of at 10 o'clock. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Just let me tell you, we've also got best junior raft under 16 and then fastest raft. They're also trophies.
Right. Yeah. So for the people
who
winning
are really
is important.
Competitive. Yeah, we got you covered. Don't worry. And then you can go straight to our website, whanganoa.org.nz, or you can just Google Whanganoa Environment Centre, and you'll find on our website, I've actually directly linked everything about Maui Dolphin Day to the front of the page, so you can find it really easily. And if you scroll down that page, you'll find buttons that say, you know, stall registration or raft race registration.
Yes.
Click directly on those buttons and you'll be taken to the forms. And it's also, you know, just contact me if you need help. Come into the Environment Centre during our open hours, which are on our website. Yeah.
But generally afternoons.
Afternoons, 12 to 3 is our opening hours from Tuesday to Friday.
Okay, yep.
And then just really quickly, we've got our first science night of the year coming up. So we've got, the topic is our 25th science night and the topic is forest restoration. And we've got special guests, Craig Reed and Pete Russell. They're going to be, you can find our, if you go to events on our website or on our Facebook page, you'll find details about that topic. And then I think I'm back in next week, so I'll just tell you some more stuff.
Yeah. Save that for then. Yeah. But the main focus, people, is getting your rafts and stalls ready for Maui Dolphin Day.
Yep.
And the recycle raft race.
That's right.
Yes. Well, there are other focuses in life.
Do you have anything to add?
Come see us up at Extreme. Yeah. Yep. There's lots of goodies to be found.
And don't forget.
Chat to the team if you want to find anything around the site.
And as we said earlier, if you want the 50% discount on materials, you've got to show that you're registered. Which is very important.
Register, please.
Yeah. All right, thank you for coming in, Jasmine.
Thanks, Aaron.
And thank you for popping on the air, Gemma, just for a sec. We'll probably have you back in here for a proper interview sometime in the next few weeks now that you've got that job.
Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. Thanks. Okay, folks, end of the show for the day. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Don't forget there's a community board meeting today, 1:30 in the Town Hall Supper Room. We're going to be talking to Dennis Amor, the chairperson, tomorrow morning following that.